said to you all that Luka Doncic was going to struggle this game because he was not going to have the one-on-one isolation drive lanes like he had against the Phoenix Suns. Golden State doesn't play defense like that. Also, I said Andrew Wiggins would guard him, but then they would be helping, and I said they would also play their zone. They would play that 3-2 zone behind him. And they did just what I said they would. So, Golden State was able to get stops, and guys like Finney Smith and Reggie Bullock and all those guys, the others, as Shaq Diesel calls them, they had to make shots, and they did. So because they shot the ball so poorly, you know, Luka was held to like 20, 21 points, which is a lot less than he's been getting. And I told you it would happen. I told you he would not be able to chase these guys around. And like I said, if Luka guards either Draymond or Kevon Looney, he's going to give up offensive rebounds. And sure enough, just as I said, it would happen. Just as I said it would happen, it did. So, that's that. Sticking with the NBA theme as we move on. The NBA draft is coming up. You know, the NBA draft lottery was yesterday. And the Combine starts this week. The Orlando Magic have the first pick in the draft. The New Orleans Pelican pick is the 8th pick, which came down from the Anthony Davis trade. Now, as far as the draft goes, you got to think about who is out there, who's available. Everybody's top three is the kid from Auburn, drawing a blank on his name, Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga, and Banchero from Duke. Now, if I'm the Orlando Magic, you got to think about this. You already have Cole Anthony. You got Jalen Suggs. You got a bunch of other young guys. I might trade the pick away. I might consider trading the pick away for a veteran guy and maybe some more picks. This is a very deep draft. So I do think this would be a year when the Orlando Magic could trade for a veteran guy, who somebody who's been there, somebody who's known it, somebody who knows the work ethic, maybe somebody who got some playoff experience. Trade for that guy to play with your young guys, to kind of show them the ropes. And then maybe you pick up somebody else a little bit later in the late first round or early second round pick. This draft is deep, but there's no Shaq, right? Like the last two times Orlando Magic have drafted number one overall, they drafted Shaq and they drafted Dwight Howard. Well, that player is not in the draft. The draft is deep, but there's no Shaq in the draft. The draft is deep, but there's no Dwight Howard in the draft. So I would trade the pick away if I was the Orlando Magic. I just think that that's what they need to do. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back. All right, welcome back. So on the back end of the show today, we're going to talk about something that is a religious concept. What we get most of the time when we find this, we're talking about faith, right? And so faith, you know, I grew up in the church, my dad's a pastor, so we hear a lot about faith, and faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's how it's defined biblically. Now, I live on a farm, right? And so as farmers, you know, you plant stuff in the ground, you know, you put up all this money on the front end, you know, so you take this gamble, you take this risk and believing that you're going to take care of this crop and you're going to have something that you can sell, right? You're going to water it, you're going to fertilize it, you're going to spend all this time with it, like after you plant it, and you're hoping, right? So you have that faith that you will have a product to yield from. So the importance of faith is all about really believing, right? So as a college basketball coach, I think that every game that we are going to win, every game that we're going to play, the result is decided long before we get on the van, or long before we get on the charter bus, long before we show up to the gym. The results of the game are already determined, because when I'm recruiting, I'm building a team to compete for a championship, right? So I believe that I have the team necessary to win all the games. I have the team necessary to make a title run. I believe that because those are the kids that I'm recruiting. Those are the guys that I want to bring in. So that is my belief already. So they're coming to the school because they believe that they can get better. They believe that they can do whatever they need to do to achieve their goals from a basketball standpoint, from an academic standpoint. That is why they're choosing to come to my school, the school that I'm working at. So what I'm saying is this: whatever you're trying to accomplish, whatever the goal may be, the most important part of that is your belief, your ability to believe in what it is that you can accomplish. And understand this, that things will not come true in your life because of my faith, right? Like, you have to have the faith in it. You have to believe that you can achieve it and that you can get it done, because if you don't believe in it, then you won't work for it. Understand that. You know, if you don't believe it, you won't work for it, right? You know, so I want to encourage you all to have faith that you can accomplish whatever it may be. You may be in school, you got to have faith that you can pass your classes, right? Like, you may be working on a job, and you got to have faith that you can get that promotion. You got to have faith that you can get your marriage right. You got to have faith that you can get back in shape and lose some weight. Like, because when you believe in it, right, when you believe in it, you'll work toward it. You'll work for it because you believe in it and because you believe you can do it. Now, I will tell you this. A lot of people, this is where a lot of people mess up. This is where a lot of people mess up. A lot of people mess up when they start sharing their ideas, when they start sharing their visions, when they start sharing their goals. Because if you're not careful, you will share your goal with a small-minded person. You will share your goal with somebody who does not see themselves accomplishing that goal. So because they don't see themselves accomplishing that goal, then they tell you that you can't do it. They talk you out of your success, because they can't do it. So we got to make sure that we are being very careful. You got to be very careful. You know, what you believe in, you have your reason for believing in it, and you work toward it. All right? Cool. Well, I just want to tell everybody, I hope everybody have a good evening, man. Grace and peace to you all. We're looking forward to a good game tomorrow night, Miami versus Boston. I don't know if Al Horford and Marcus Smart will be back, but I'll be back on talking about the game afterwards. I know Miami really turned the heat up in the third quarter. If I was a coach for Boston, I'd be like, man, what are we doing in the third quarter? What went wrong? So anyway, we're looking forward to seeing that game tomorrow. Hey, if you got any questions, write to us. You know, you can hit us on Instagram. You can hit us on Twitter. You can hit us on Facebook, all that stuff, man. Thank you all for lending your time. And we will see you next time on The Juice Box. Good night.
Have you ever wondered, how can I get my program better? Are you a supervisor wondering how you can motivate your staff? Are you a program director wondering how you can get your coaches to buy in and to improve your culture? Well, look no further. Visit www.coachjohnwillis.com. He is the leader in motivational training, team building, and culture establishment. Now, make sure you go visit today, www.coachjohnwillis.com, for more info. Or you can shoot us an email at coachjohnwillis@gmail.com for more information today. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Let's go be great together.